I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Protests over rising fuel prices continue to spread across Europe today. From Cadiz in Spain to Calais in France, more and more fishermen are leaving their ships at the dock. The fishermen say they can't make a living with diesel oil approaching $9 a gallon. Truckers in Britain and as far away as Bulgaria are also demonstrating. With no drop in oil prices in sight, European governments are trying to soften the blow. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Spain.
A few fishing boats in Barcelona decided to stay in port today. On Friday, Spain's entire northeast Mediterranean fleet will join a Europe-wide fishing walkout. But Spain's Atlantic fishermen in the north and in the southern port of Cádiz have already begun to protest in earnest. Antonio Ares is the leader of the Cádiz Fishermen's Union. He told Spanish television this morning that for 2 months now, no one has made a dime because the cost of fuel absorbs any profits. He said fishing vessels in Cádiz will not set their nets until the government finds a solution. Governments are responding, or at least suggesting ideas. Today, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown said the UK would consider increasing oil production in its North Sea fields.
At the same time, we want to do more to diversify our supply of energy. And that's why I think we're pretty clear that we'll have to do more than simply replace existing nuclear capability in Britain. We'll be more ambitious in our plans for nuclear for the future. The important thing is to get the supply in Britain as much as possible so we have energy security. But we've also got to look at how we can increase supply around the world.
But increasing fuel supplies will take time. Yesterday, French President Nicolas Sarkozy called on Europe to take more immediate action by cutting taxes.
C'est une réflexion que je fais. Poser à nos partenaires européens la question.
He said, I ask our European partners the following question. If the price of oil continues to rise, shouldn't we suspend the value-added tax on fuel? Consumers across Europe are already suffering as the spike in oil prices gets passed along. Food prices continue to climb as well. In the case of fish in southern Spain, the usual selection is simply disappearing from market. This shopper in Cádiz browses some local fish stalls. She complains that she can't find any locally caught fish. Yet the beds of ice before her are overflowing with seafood. The Moroccan fishing fleet has moved in to fill the vacancy left by their striking Spanish counterparts. European fishermen want protection from such foreign-caught fish, in addition to more fuel subsidies. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.